Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you, Brittany. Where are you?
I'm the Gold Coast.
And what do you do? How come you're up?
I'm a bartender, so I've just finished working.
Okay. I want to talk to you. You heard me talking about this ex-copper and the Tarryn Point, the Tarryn Point Hotel in Sydney that's been fined. The Independent Liquor and Gaming Authority had a list of complaints lodged against the Tarryn Point Hotel. And one of the complaints centred on a man who was supplied with free beers, full-strength Carlton draft beers, which he drank over a six-hour period while gambling on the poker machines. He lost $3,000 in one night. He said it was highly unusual for him to be at the pokies for that long and to lose that much money. Now, he was plied with drinks all night long, free drinks. That's illegal, isn't it?
No.
Are you allowed to do it, are you? By the way, you're in Queensland, so maybe it's different Queensland.
Maybe it's different laws.
Don't tell me where you work, but tell me, are you instructed to ply clients with alcohol in order to keep them at the pokies?
I think they're very careful in how they word things. So the way we've been worded is to be supplying them and kind of be nice to them so they continue betting big. Mm-hmm. So if we see people gambling $5 hit, go and offer them any alcoholic. We even give them cocktails if they want a cocktail.
For free?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a reason you do that. You want them to stay. But the other reason is if you're giving them alcohol, you don't think straight when you're drinking, are you?
Correct.
So, Brittany, tell me, you're on the Gold Coast. You won't tell me, I don't want to know where you work, but what are the rules where you are?
Standard RSA comes into play, so when they're too intoxicated to be able to drink, they can't continue gambling, which sometimes is a very hard situation because you've been providing them with the alcohol for them to get to that stage to be too intoxicated.
Yeah, it's ironic, isn't it?
So it's a very catch-22 when that happens, and, you know, we've had a few arguments and fights erupt because of it. But, I mean, it is what it is. It's a business at the end of the day.
What do you mean, some fights? You mean between you and management or you and the patrons?
With the patrons.
Yeah, right. So you're bringing them free drinks and then all of a sudden, sorry, Mr. Smith, I can't serve you anymore. And he goes, well, hang on, you're the one bringing them to me. I didn't ask.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
What's the biggest denomination you can put into a machine where you work?
So the biggest bet is a $5 bet. So we've got dollar machines and $5 is the most you can bet. Mm. But, I mean, people can put $100 in at a time. But as soon as that $100 goes below $100, you can put more money in.
What's the most you can withdraw from an ATM at your premises?
I think it's $500 at a time, but there's no limit.
So you can withdraw your whole life savings in $500 increments, if you want.
I've seen people go to the ATM 20 times a night.
Wow. This is in Queensland on the Gold Coast, folks.
Yep.
I understand you're doing your job. Do you think it's right?
No. I don't agree with it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's...
I feel like there's, when you do your RSA and your RSG, which is your certifications to be able to work in a, you know, a gaming environment, one of the things that they teach you is break and play. And in my opinion, providing a service to a gaming machine is doing the complete opposite. So I don't get how it's legal when they teach you break and play. Like I've seen people, you know, wet their pants at the poker machine because they're so addicted to it and they won't even go to the toilet.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard of this. And they believe that if they get up from the machine, it'll break the magic, you know.
Lucky or... Yeah.
Yeah. Someone rang me a few weeks ago who worked in a gaming room and said that some people even polish they rub the machine for luck and do things like that.
They tap the machine, they hit the keys really hard when it's a feature, or it's an addiction.
Yeah.
You know, they say drugs and alcohol is an addiction. Gambling is huge. I see a lot of people lose a lot of money in them. To be honest, $3,000, as you know, this ex-police officer did, I've seen people lose a lot more in one night. Like
What's the most you've seen someone lose?
So we have a maximum payout of $5,000, so that's the limit. So anything over $5,000 in a win has to be, so they can get $5,000 in cash and the rest has to be in a check. I've seen people get a couple of $1,000 out, they'll win a jackpot, they'll put it all back in. They'll win a jackpot, they'll put it all back in. I've seen a guy, I used to do 11-hour shifts, and someone was there that whole 11 hours.
Wow.
And I swear he went to the poker machine probably 50 times.
So the gaming and liquor laws, they change state to state. But where you are on the Gold Coast, you can go to the ATM as much as you want. And you have been instructed by your management that if someone's gambling big, to give them free drinks.
Yep, to offer them a drink. Doesn't matter what it is, full strength beer, wine, if it's a cocktail. Yeah, as long as it's within our liquor licensing. So we can't serve alcohol after 2 a.m. And we're open till 4 a.m. for gaming, then, yep, go for it.
You're encouraged to go for it. There you are.
Yep.
Brittany, thank you for being so honest, and thanks for your call.
Thanks so much.